were you looking for? A novel exposing the real Antichrist. If God was so angry with the Jews for not searching more diligently into the prophecies which he had given them to know Christ by, why should we think he will excuse us for not searching into the prophecies which he has given us to know Antichrist by? For certainly it must be as dangerous and as easy an error for Christians to adhere to Antichrist as it was for the Jews to reject Christ. Sir Isaac Newton. Chapter 1. A Visit Home. It was a busy evening at the Toronto International Airport. People of every nationality were coming and going. A large crowd gathered around the arrival gates, eagerly anticipating the next wave of passengers that would shortly flood through. Some people were holding flowers, waiting quietly for their loved ones to arrive, while others talked in animated tones, looking frequently up at the clock. One Asian couple, carrying a sign with bold Chinese lettering, watched idly as an elderly woman carefully checked the arrival times. Finally, the doors opened and the crowd leaned forward excitedly. The passengers from Flight 917 had arrived. Walking quickly down the long corridor towards those open doors was a tall, broad-shouldered young man. He wasn't weighed down by heavy luggage. He had only a backpack and a small suitcase in tow. Nearly 30 years old, his handsome, tanned face had the rugged appearance of someone who spent most of his life outdoors. The other travellers, who noticed him as he passed by, could tell at once that he was in a hurry. But not many saw the tentative look in his amber-brown eyes. Peter Bryant was in a hurry, but he wasn't sure whether to laugh or cry. After 10 years on the other side of the world, he was finally coming home for a visit. Home. Home for 3 weeks in Canada, and yet Peter wasn't sure just where home was anymore. Nevertheless, this was the beginning of a trip that he'd thought about constantly, ever since Thomas Lovell had asked him to be the best man in his wedding. Following the crowd through the doors, the tall young man paused for a moment, looking around for his parents. It was going to be so good to see them again. At least, he hoped it would be. When he'd flown off to Australia 10 years ago, he'd never planned to stay away so long or call home so infrequently. He'd only wanted to escape some very painful memories which he hoped to forget. The years had just passed so quickly. Desperate to keep busy, he had thrown himself into establishing a landscaping business, a very successful landscaping business. And the more successful it became, the more it had consumed his life. Yes, hard work had certainly taken his mind off matters for a while, but Peter wasn't sure he'd truly worked through his grief. There was still an empty feeling inside, a huge void that he couldn't face, and he knew that coming home would remind him of all he wanted to forget. "Peter!" a delightfully familiar voice shouted. "We're over here!" Now he saw them. In behind the scores of others who were watching and waiting, a tall older man and a snowy-haired lady were waving their hands high in the air, trying to catch his eye. "Mum! Dad!" Peter called out. With a few long strides, he made his way over, embracing them both heartily. "It's wonderful to see you again!" They held each other tightly as Peter laughed and tears filled his eyes. "We've missed you so much," his mum cried. Peter's dad held his son back at arm's length, regarding him affectionately. "You look the picture of health, Pete. That Australian climate's done you a lot of good." A lump came into Peter's throat as he gave his parents another hug. His dad had hardly changed at all, but his mother looked frail and thin. And even though she was so pleased to see him, there was no mistaking the sadness in her eyes. Over the years, Peter had lost touch with almost everyone back in Canada, and he knew that he had only himself to blame. But it wasn't that he didn't care. Truly it wasn't. It was, well, it was very difficult to explain. Perhaps it was part of running away. Now he had new friends, a great job, and a good life on the other side of the world, but how much had he hurt the people he'd once held so close? With his arms around his father, Peter looked up to see another familiar face only a few metres away. The young man's curly hair was just as dark as before, and his bright blue eyes sparkled with friendly recognition. Thomas Lovell was waiting patiently for an opportunity to make his presence known. When their eyes met, he could wait no longer. "Hey, Pete!" he shouted, laughing as he ran over with outstretched arms. "You're home at last!" Tears began to flow. Turning from his parents, Peter threw his arms around his friend. There had never been any losing touch with Thomas Lovell. Thomas wouldn't allow himself to be forgotten. Even though they now had vastly different outlooks, and Peter had often neglected his side of the relationship, Thomas had never ceased making regular, long-distance calls. Drained and weary from the long flight and apprehensive about his return, Peter was easily overwhelmed with emotion. Tears were blinding his eyes, and he could hardly speak. Reaching out with one arm, he drew his parents close. The past couldn't be changed, or even justified. But maybe in the next 3 weeks, he could make up for it somehow.